tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon service of November 24th, 1990. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is a continuation of the Saturday afternoon service with Gene and Earlene Moody.
Okay, people, are you submitting to the pastor rather than God? You can form a soul time. It can be very strong. If you have left a church that truly does not follow Jesus Christ, then you need to renounce that church or organization, forgive them, break soul ties, and cast out demons. The Catholic Church is a good example of an organization that tries to control their people completely. Many charismatic leaders fall into this trap of trying to control the people and their money in order to build their kingdoms, whether small or large. Okay, so if you've left a demonic religion, then you need to completely break away from it. You need to break the soul ties, the demonic ties, the curses, renounce it. We went to a church where the pastor seemed to let the Holy Spirit have his way in the services. I thought he did a pretty good job of it, too. There was a tremendous freedom there, and you could hardly wait to get to church to see what God was going to do. Every now and then, somebody would drive out in the parking lot and leave their car running and go into church. I mean, it was really exciting. Then the pastor decided that it was his church, and he said so, and would be run the way he wanted it to be run, and he said so, for his selfish reasons. After that, the freedom left, and it was like any other charismatic church, just another charismatic church. Are you in just another charismatic church? Well, it could be different. I mean, just think of what would happen if God really controlled it. I mean, God doesn't control things, but if God really led it, if you let God lead your church, what would happen? If you went to a fortune teller to get your fortune told, then you formed a soul tie with that person. There will be an attempt to control your life by that person from then on. Attempted control forms a soul tie. Demons will be sent out to help you and to draw you back to the fortune teller. You want demons sent out to help you? They're really not sent out to help you. They're to help the person who sent them out. God will cut us off. He may kill us, as he did Saul for seeking the medium. He may cut us off from his blessings on us mentally, physically, spiritually, materially. You are placed in bondage by God. You may lose your mind, health, wealth, or relationship with God. You're cursed, and God may put ties on you to prevent you from prospering. How about that? Would God do something like that? Have you read his word? Are you following his word? Are you cursed? Are you prospering? Witchcraft causes demons to be sent to another person to affect their life. The demons may stay on the outside of the person and just talk to the person, or may affect their material surroundings. The demons may converse with the demons within the person and get their cooperation for your destruction. And a real key is learning to hear demons speak. Can you discern when the message is coming from Satan? Can you discern when the message is coming from God? Can you discern when you think this is your thoughts, but they're ungodly? Bands. This is what started this lesson out. The Lord told me to research bands. There are bands that bind us. These demonic ties are bands, bonds, fetters, cords, ropes, covenants, brotherhoods, and so forth that have strength, might, and force over our lives. We have worked with people in deliverance who acted like they had bands around their heads or bands or bonds around their bodies. There would be pressure on their heads as if something was tightened around their skull or brain. Similarly, there might be a feeling of pressure around the body or organ. Okay, we took a little poll here, and some of the people raised their hand. Well, you can feel these things. And we've also worked with people who would say, boy, it feels like something left around my head, or something dropped off of me, or I feel lighter, or whatever. Covenants. We have cut a covenant with Jesus Christ. He has given us all his benefits, and we have given him all of our life. This is a blood covenant founded on the blood of Jesus Christ. This is a very serious agreement and should not be taken lightly. Should you take God lightly? Is that serious? Your commitment to Him? Does He really own you? Did He pay for you? Was His price that He paid for you, was this sufficient? Beauty is a symbolic name given to one of the two states which symbolize the Lord's covenant with the seed of Jacob and the brotherhood of Israel and Judah. I would say this word symbolizes the good things that God will do for us. Beauty. Bands is a symbolic name given to the other of the two states mentioned above. Strong's lists the following for bands. Twisted rope, measuring line, inheritance, noose, cord, tied together, ruin, destruction, pain, snare, sorrow. I would say that this word symbolizes the bad things that God will do to us, or let Satan do to us. It could also mean that God sets a measuring line for us not to go past, and that is our inheritance in Him. If we exceed His limits, then we face ruin, destruction, pain, snare, and sorrow. We could be twisted like a rope, have a noose around our neck, and tied together with a cord. It's pretty graphic, isn't it? David agreed with Jonathan to be his brother. They treated each other as if they were blood brothers. This agreement lasted after the death of Jonathan. David was obligated to care for the descendants of Saul and Jonathan. David lived up to his agreement. Are you living up to your agreement with God? Brotherhoods. What about a brotherhood? Have you joined a brotherhood outside of Christianity? Have you agreed to or signed a document that causes you to treat those in that organization as if they were blood brothers or sisters? An example would be the Masons. Have you ever cut your wrist, mingled your blood with another, drunk mingled blood and wine out of a chalice, such as an Indian rite? As Christians, we are brothers and sisters in Christ by His blood. We truly are brothers and sisters. We are a family and may form some strong ties which may seem even stronger than those with our blood brothers and sisters who turn against us as we follow the Lord. This needs to be a natural love and not a contrived false love. Calling someone brother or sister does not indicate that you really mean it and may just be putting on a show. In fact, you might even hate the person. Have you ever hated somebody in the church for what they did to you and called them brother or sister? Oh, I love you, brother or sister. But all the while, you hated them. Yoke of bondage. Have you ever felt that you have a yoke of iron upon your neck, or that you're carrying a heavy load on your back, or that you felt a heaviness on you? This feeling could be analogous to having bands around you. It can come about because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Early wrote a lesson called An Attitude of Gratitude, The Cure for Depression. We have seen how important it is to have gratitude towards God in ourselves and the lives of others. And I tell you, this is extremely important, and this will help you to maintain your Christianity. Spiritual strength, might, and force. Many Christians act as if there was no force in the spiritual world, either good or evil. They may act as if God had no power or would not exercise that power in the lives of men. They may act as if Satan had no power or could not exercise that power over them. God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. God exercises these qualities in our lives whether we realize it or not. Satan is the second most powerful being in the universe, only second to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He and his forces can do demonic miracles to fool men. Except for Jesus Christ on our side, we are powerless before Him. With Jesus Christ on our side, we have all power over the enemy. You may act as if Satan was a buffoon or wore a red suit with a tail and carried a pitchfork. You need to know your enemy. It is Satan and his forces, not man, that is causing you problems. Satan has one-third of the angels, billions of demons, and about 98% of the human race in his army. We don't need to fear this mighty enemy, but we need to respect his power and learn how to overcome the enemy's army. Now let's look at types of categories that would fit into this lesson of demonic ties. This list would include any demons that would cause demonic ties of any type. They would include general categories of sexual unions, people who would control your free will, You practice in witchcraft on others and demonic ties to objects, animals, and demons. Demonic ties could be thought of as holes over your life or being tied to something that you cannot let go of. You're tied to anything that has a hold over some aspect of your life. What do you worship and what is important in your life? This is a key to your ties. What do you worship and what is important in your life? Demonic ties can be caused by parents abusing their children, causing them to try to please their parents and get their acceptance for the rest of their adult lives. This is a problem Earlene had. We found out about that when the Lord showed it to us. They can be caused by weak, effeminate men and strong, domineering women improperly raising their children. Okay, if you have a weak, effeminate husband, should you be a strong, domineering wife? No, not hardly. Ties can be caused by false religions or religious leaders. Addictions are a type of tie to drugs, alcohol, food, and so forth. Children can have demonic ties with their parents as well as godly ties. How about that? Have a demonic tie with your parent as well as a godly tie. Could you even have a spirit within you by the name of your mother or your father? Sure. You can be tied to your enemies because of your hatred and inability to release them from their sins against you. You can be tied to the worldly systems of religion, family, occupation, education, recreation, and so forth. You can be tied to races, cultures, and creeds. You can be tied to doctors and hospitals for treatment of body and mind. Doc, you got any people tied to you? Doc is a medical doctor. By the way he treats his patients, he could cause them to form ties with him. And I know he knows better. You can be tied to yourself through selfishness and only thinking about your needs. You can be tied to the traditions of your elders or churches. You can be tied to medium spirits which guide your life or to your own demons that you submit to. Familiar spirits fall into descendants after the ancestor's sins could be a type of tie. You can even be tied to someone that has died. You can be tied to the devil through the occult, witchcraft, and Satan worship. You can be tied to demons that you have sex with. That's a pretty extensive list of demonic ties. And I tried to cover everything that I know of, at least in general categories. And I want you to think about that. Think about what you might be tied to. We're going to minister on this in a minute. Okay, now right now I want to give Earlene an opportunity to comment about demonic ties, anything that the Lord has shown her.
I guess I want to talk a little bit what children get tied to. Because it's easier than you think for a child to get tied to a Rubik's Cube, to D&D, to TV shows. I have friends that are Christians who consider themselves extremely Christian, who cannot do anything at a certain time during the day because a certain TV show is coming on. They talk about these people as though they were live, living, breathing people. I think it's their friend, and all of a sudden I discover this is somebody on How the Stomach Turns or something like that, you know? And I can't believe what I'm hearing. All right? What you admire, you form a tie with. It could be a good admiration, but it could be bad. Unfortunately, most of what we tie ourselves to is bad. All right, let's see. If you are a person who admires rock music, even Christian rock music, you can find yourself tied to that so that no other music is interesting to you at all. You can read certain types of books until you can only go look for that kind of book to read. If you wish you were someone else, you can form a demonic tie with that person and lose your own identity because you behave as them, think as them, and act as them. Rejection, hatred, and unforgiveness form ties. When I was 50 years old, I guess it was about 50, I found out why I had this unnatural urge to please my mother after 20-something years of marriage. It was because she had rejected me, and I was always trying to fix that. At the point where I separated from her was where I decided I couldn't fix it, and it would just have to go unfixed. Children, young people, and old people should exert great concern and great care with their relationships. Because in the Bible it tells us, don't be deceived, bad companionships corrupt good morals. I don't care what you think, you can go back to some friend who's been in some sin relationship with you and you have some tie with and convert them, forget it. They'll have to find something about you and they have to want to be converted. And so you can't go back into what you came out of until you're very, very strong. You can have such an admiration for animals, and I've seen this in friends of mine. They care better for their poodle than they do their child. So you have to watch what you let yourself think and what you let yourself do and what you have relationships with. Because what we engage in and what we do forms a tie with us. I asked the Lord one time, I said, Lord, what does worship mean? I got into the dictionary and I found out the worship means what you actually, what you do. What you do. And I had, and this came about at a time when they were, Valentine's Day was coming up. And I'd always thought it was kind of a cute little holiday, little thing we get into, you know. Love so sweet. And on my way to school that day, and I was teaching at this time, on my way to school that day, I was just praying. And you know how sometimes you'll pray in tongues, but you know what you're praying? And I was praying in tongues, and it said, Earlene, why don't you look Valentine's Day up in just a general child's encyclopedia? So I got to school, and I did. And I'm reading down through there, and it says Christian people try to turn it into a Christian day by changing it to All Saints Day. So then I decide, well, we're not having Valentine's Day in my classroom. Because it in there it told it goes back to the god Pan, and which he was so ugly and was half human, half animal, that he caused panic in people. All right, so I said, why do I want to expose my children to that? Then I found out that he's also erotic. So here, I'm supposed to take these first graders now and let them engage in Valentine's Day, this sweet little love day, and bring them into service to this demon. And I said, I'm not doing that. We'll do something else. Fortunately, my pastors did not object to what I did. So as long as I was at the school, we never had Valentine's Day. We chose some other day, and we might have a play day. But we would not engage in this particular day. And for all Christians, you should take and see, what is your tie? This is another demonic tie. You can have demonic ties to holidays. You simply cannot give up that sweet little old Christmas tree. Well, my advice is, investigate that thing. It's really not a symbol of everlasting life. Get into your Valentine's, your Easter. Find out what it is. You may be like those two tribes that were condemned by God because you have the equipment. You've got the encyclopedias. Old encyclopedias are more full of the truth than the new ones. If you have a demonic soul tie for Christmas, maybe you ought to look it up and see what it really came from. What it really means. We form soul ties in so many ways, and you need to be on the lookout for it. Oh, well, this one I was asking about worship, and the Lord told me, he said, how many times have you made a Valentine's cake and put it on Jean's plate and the children's plate and got little Valentines? He says, that's worship. That's part of worship. What you serve your life in doing is part of worship. And I thought, 30-something years I've engaged in this worship and this idolatry. And I pull my children into it. And what about this one? It happens on the 31st of October. I thought that was kind of cute. You know, we'd fix up these boxes. We were at the Space Center. We made us a spaceship. We put this scary stuff inside these holes and told the kids they had to put their hand in there to get something. I have prayed and prayed and prayed that God would bring each one of those children to a place where they could be delivered from the fear that we have put in them. You see, you got to get serious as a Christian. You've done a lot of damage. I've done a lot of damage. And you know, you can try to fool yourself, but there isn't anything that you've ever done that was without God seeing it. Nothing's hidden from His view. And he expects us to be honest. When I get up here and I tell you that I did celebrate the October holiday for many, many years, I don't want to tell you that. I'd like to hide that. But the truth of the matter is, I did, and I served that God. All the while I'm going to church, all the while I'm saying to myself, I'm a Christian. I wouldn't worship another God, yet I'm doing it. And these are ties, soul ties, mental ties, emotional ties.
Thank you, Erling. Okay, I'd like for all of you to stand up. Take a good stretch, and then we're going to go through a prayer and come against some demons. Okay, everybody stretched and ready? Repeat after me. Father,
Father,
I pray that you would forgive me.
I pray that you would forgive me.
Of sex with demons.
Sex with
demons. Rape.
Rape.
Fornication.
Fornication.
Adultery.
Adultery.
Homosexuality. Bestiality,
bestiality,
or anything else
that
would cause me,
to have a soul tie
through demonic sex.
Forgive me for having
demonic objects
in my home or office,
and for having
demonic ties to them.
I forgive those
who would try to control me
through witchcraft,
parental control after marriage,
control by church leaders,
or anyone who would
try
to control my
God-given free will.
Forgive me
for trying to control others.
Forgive me
for making covenants
and brotherhoods,
for taking oaths binding me
to others,
and for any
unholy allegiance.
Forgive me
for cursing myself,
family,
church,
nation,
and God.
Father,
thank you for godly soul ties
and my covenant with you.
Please strengthen your system
in my life.
Help me to cleanse
my soul and body.
And have a right spirit.
Give me spiritual strength.
Mind and force.
To do your work.
I now break
all ungodly soul ties
to humans.
Demonic ties to objects.
Or animals.
Curses.
Bondage,
witchcraft,
bands and yokes.
I command all demons
that came in with these ties
and curses
to leave me.
I ask these things
in the name of Jesus Christ,
my Lord,
Master,
and Savior.
Amen.
You may be seated. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command these spirits, every evil spirit that we have taken away your legal right, we command you to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We command you to come out by families, every demon named and unnamed in these common demon families, we command you to go. We command every root, memory, scar, nest, and habit to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go quickly in Jesus' name. We command the spirits of rejection to come in. All rejection, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, conception and lust, Touch me not spirits, rejection from the mother and father, rejection by brothers and sisters, rejection by husband or wife. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by the fivefold ministry. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose the people and set them free. We bind your power and we drive you out. All rejection. We loose the spirits of love upon the people. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, all rejection must go. All rejection. You have no choice. All hurts and deep hurts. We command you to go. All rejection that would come in through any type of demonic tie, like a demonic sexual tie, rejection where the father has had sex with the daughter and the mother had sex with the son and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All this rejection that comes in through these different categories that we've taught about here, we command you to go. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. I want any and all rejection, all the rejection. We demand the complete cleansing in this area in the name of Jesus Christ. Now we command every spirit of bitterness to come out. Now come out, every spirit of bitterness. Bitterness, root of bitterness, ruler of bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, all bitterness, resentment, hatred, unforgiveness, violence, temper, anger, retaliation, murder, suicide, death, abortion. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All bitterness and forms of bitterness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. You must go. You have no choice. Every spirit of bitterness. We are not bitter. We have forgiven those that have hurt us. And we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out. The spirits of bitterness, we break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ, all the bitterness, all the rebellion, the family of rebellion, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of rebellion. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all rebellion, self-will, stubbornness, disobedience, anti-submissiveness, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out right now. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all selfishness. Self-idolatry, we command you to go. Now, loose the people and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out of us right now. Every spirit of rebellion, we demand the complete cleansing of every demon of bitterness, rejection, and rebellion in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All your families, all your works, everything named and unnamed, we command you to go. Now, loose them and set them free. Every spirit that we've taken away your legal right, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, be gone. We remind all remaining demons that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. You'll be cast in there with your master Satan. You'll be in total loneliness and total despair. You have very little time left. Now come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to bow your knee to Jesus Christ and do what He's telling you to do and go where He's telling you to go. Now come out, listen to people in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all rejection, bitterness, and rebellion. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. We command all demons of abused children, Ahab and Jezebel, charismatic witchcraft, cursed objects, occult witchcraft, and so forth to come out. The families, all those families, we command those to go in Jesus' name. Now come out, any demons that came in through demonic ties to the parents, I call out the names of the parents, in the children, in Jesus' name. Spirits of abused children, spirits in the subconscious mind, I command these demons in the subconscious mind to go in Jesus' name. All Ahab and Jezebel spirits, spirits of effeminacy, bastard, incest, religious spirits, go, all religious spirits. Demonic ties to religions and religious leaders, charismatic witchcraft, lies and lying, addictions and compulsions, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all ties to demonic tradition and cursed objects, fear and paranoia, ties to the dead, ties to races, colors, and creeds, ties to doctors and hospitals, ties to self and selfishness, drunkenness and gluttony, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All occult, witchcraft, Satan worship, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go with your family, schizophrenia, hate, vengeance, envy and strife, rape, incubus and succubus, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, prostitution, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go every spirit of whoring, blood brothers, harlotry, death, great curse, works of the law, familiar spirits, wizards, bands of Orion, snares and nets, mockers, divorce, immorality, violence, alcoholism, murder, suicide, marijuana, cocaine, premarital sex, sexual diseases, mental disorders, obesity, fatness, demonic pain ministration, nicotine, unbalanced teaching, tied up, bound up, in chains and fetters, tied to others, weighed down, under pressure, unusual attraction. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go every spirit of repulsion, strife, voodoo, gigolo, sodomy, sexual dreams and nightmares, ungodly attraction for animals, white witchcraft, black witchcraft, warlock, dictatorial, fortune teller, mediums, bands, bonds, fetters, cords, ropes, covenants, brotherhoods, twisted, noose, ruin, destruction, pain, snare, sorrow, Masonic lodge, demonic miracles, domineering, false religions, ties to worldly systems, and all other related demons and their works. Now go, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. And even when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases and cast out many devils and suffered not the devils to speak because they knew him. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him, for to touch him as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, Yes, Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils casteth he out devils. And he called them unto him and said unto them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but hath an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind a strong man, and then he will spoil his house. And when he was come out of the ships, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus far off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nine to the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us in the swine, we may enter unto them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And he come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And he cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many were sick, and healed them. And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad, and he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. And he said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs on the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house and found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon a bed. And looking up into heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephratah, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake for thy disciples, they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him, said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And his spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And John answered him, saying, Master, I saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us. And we forbade him, because he followed not us. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. For their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy foot offend thee, cut it off, for it is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. For their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out, for it is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. For their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And it came to Jerusalem, and Jesus came into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And Peter, calling to remember, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And he went forth and preached everywhere the Lord working with them, and confirm the word with signs following. Amen. Now come out, all infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. Come out, every evil demon that's named in the Bible, all demonic sicknesses that are named in the Bible. I come against all demonic sicknesses that are not named in the Bible. Come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease of any and all kinds. Come out, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. I bind your power and I drive you out of the people in Jesus' name. Come out. You have no choice. You will go in the name of Jesus Christ. Infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease. I command the demons in the eyes to come out. Come out, spirits of blindness. Come out, spirits of in the eyes and the ears. Come out, spirits of blindness, deafness, and dumbness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I call out spirits of blindness and glaucoma. Come out, spirits of glaucoma. Come out, spirits of glaucoma in Jesus' name. Glaucoma, blindness, cataracts. Come out in Jesus' name. Any deformity of the eyeball, I call you out in Jesus' name. Demons within the eyes, the core, anything that has to do with the eyes. Any demons within the eyes, the system of the eyes. Come out, spirits of deafness. Come out, spirits of partial deafness. Come out, deafness due to senility. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, deafness due to senility. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Premature deafness, premature blindness. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All blindness, all deafness and dumbness. Come out, loose the tongue. I come against any spirit of stuttering or any demon in the tongue. I command you to be loosed in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. I call. Come against the demons in the respiratory system. Come out of the respiratory system. Come out all allergies and sinusitis, bronchitis, laryngitis, tonsillitis, pneumonia, flus, colds. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these itises, I call all those itises out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of the respiratory system in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. Asthma. Come out. Asthma. Demons that come in through through smoking. Come out. Cancer in the lungs. I call out cancer in the lungs in Jesus' name. Come out. Spirits of cancer in the lungs. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the lungs right now. Come out. I call out the black lung in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The spirit of the black lung. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose them. Come out of the respiratory system in Jesus' name. Now come out of the circulatory system. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of the blood. I call out all the demons in the bloodstream. Come out of the bloodstream. Come out, spirits in the bloodstream, cancer in the bloodstream. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirits of AIDS in the bloodstream, son. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome, I call you out in Jesus' name. Come out. Any spirits that would keep our body from healing itself normally, come out of the bloodstream in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All the clogged up arteries and veins and so forth, I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Demons of deposits in the bloodstreams, I command you to break up and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Come out, spirits of fatness and gluttony and I like to eat and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out right now. I want these demons out of the bloodstream. Come out. Come out, spirits in the heart. I call out spirits of the heart, infirmity, weakness, sickness, and disease, heart attack, palpitation of the heart, irregular beat of the heart. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. We bind your power and drive you out of the heart. Now, come out right now. Come out of the heart, out of the blood vessels, out of the bloodstream. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, loose us and set us free. We stir you up and drive you out. Every evil spirit in our circulatory system, every evil spirit in our respiratory system. Now come out, I call out the demons in our digestive system. I call out colon cancer and prostate cancer and so forth. Come out right now, demons in our respiratory system. Come out, loose us and set us free. Every evil spirit that keeps us from having a normal digestive and normal elimination, come out of our digestive system, out of our elimination system. Colon cancer, dormant cancer, active cancer, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of our organs in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. Now loose us and set us free. Come out of our five senses in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, we bind your power and drive you out of our five senses, out of every organ in our body. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, out of every organ in our body. We command you to go. Come out of our thyroid. Any thyroid or parathyroid demons, I call you out. Any demons that are holding the thyroid or parathyroid, come out. Come out of our glands. Come out of the glands in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to come out of the glands. Now be gone. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demon within any of our glands, I command those to go in Jesus' name. I command spirits of fatness. I like to eat gluttony. Addictions and compulsions, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of addictions and compulsions. Addiction and compulsions to food and so forth, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We break your... Now come out of a nervous system. I call you demons out of the nervous system. Come out, spirits of nervousness, anxiety, fear, dread, worry, apprehension, tension, pressure. Come out of the nerve endings. I call out those demons in the nerve endings that keeps our fingers and our toes and so forth from operating properly. Come out. Come out of our nervous system. I command you to go. Spirits of nervousness, diseases of the nervous system, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. All these demons of shaking and quaking and so forth. Come out. Demons of shaking and quaking. Demonic shaking and quaking, where we can't hold our muscles still. Muscle spasm and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out of our skeletal system. I command you to come out of our skeletal system in Jesus' name. Now come out, spirits of arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis, bone, and come out of the bones and the joints, out of the marrow. Come out, spirits of arthritis, spirits of cancer, dormant arthritis, crippling arthritis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of arthritis, come out, spirits of cancer. Cancer of all types, we call out spirits of growth. Come out, spirits of growth. I command the spirits of growth to go in Jesus' name. Growth in any parts of our body. Growth in the wombs. adhesions to the womb. I call out any and all adhesions to the womb and the uterus in women. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, adhesions. I call out all these adhesions out. Growth in the womb and so forth. Come out, spirits of tumors, warts, malignant, non-malignant. And so forth. I command you to go. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of us. Come out of our skeletal system, out of our bones. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against any deposits in the fleshly system, like fat deposits and so forth. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse those. I command those to break up and go out with a drought in Jesus' name. I curse any growth, any type of abnormal growth. I curse you in Jesus' name. I command you to die. Now come out of the people right now. Loose them and set them free. Any and all spirits of growth and tumors and warts and moles and so forth, we curse you in Jesus' name. Now come out of the skin. I call out spirits of the skin. Eczema, psoriasis, skin itching and so forth. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Now come out of every system of air in our body, out of the skin system. In the name of Jesus Christ, out of all organs and all systems in our body, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power, we drive you out in Jesus' name. I want all infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and diseases to go in Jesus' name. Any demon named and unnamed in these common demon groupings, go in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power, we drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of headaches. I come against spirits of headaches, migraine headaches, pressure, tension, anxiety, fear, dread, worry, apprehension. Come out. Headaches caused by sinusitis. I call those out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The demons in our sinuses. I command those to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Headaches. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now call out any demons of injuries. Come out. Spirits of injuries. Where a person has been injured, I come against scars, injuries, and so forth. Come out, demons of injuries, demons that come in through operations and the cutting of the flesh. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All demons that come in through operations and the cutting of the flesh, we command you to go. We bind your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now be gone. Loose us and set us free completely in the name of Jesus Christ. All infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and diseases. All infirmities named and unnamed in the Bible, we command those to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of our feet, our ankles, our legs, our thighs, our hips, our chest, our torso. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We curse you, demons. We curse you at your roots. We command those to die in Jesus' name. Command all these diseases to go in Jesus' name. Now come out of us. All diseases in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for that. And we praise your holy name. And Father, I just pray now for the people. I pray that your healing hand would fall upon them, Lord. I pray that you would heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their body. Lord, I pray for their spirituality. I pray that you would fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray, Lord, for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I pray that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit up to where they are in your walk. And I pray, Lord, for a further filling of the Holy Spirit. I pray that they would walk closer to you, Lord Jesus. And they would receive a further infilling of the Holy Spirit, a greater measure of the Holy Spirit, Father. Lord, I pray for their finances, Lord. I pray that you would bless them and prosper them, Lord, and you would prosper them even as their soul prospers. Lord, I pray that their soul would prosper, Lord, that they would be drawn closer to you. Father, I pray that there would be a real change in them in this camp meeting, Lord, that they would go home truly a different person, Lord, truly closer to you, truly freer and wiser, Lord, in the things of the Lord. So I just pray that your blessings would be upon them, mentally, physically, spiritually, materially, Lord. Bless them with all spiritual blessings. Lord, I pray that your blessings would be upon what they left at home. Bless their homes, their businesses, their children, their possessions, everything that they have any part of. Bless them, Lord, with all spiritual blessings. And Lord, give them a spirit of giving, Lord, that when you bless them, Lord, that they will give back to you in money and time, Lord. And they will have an attitude of gratitude or a heart of gratitude, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you would impart to them the gratitude. Give them gratitude for what has happened here today and for what has happened in this camp meeting, what's going to happen tonight and tomorrow, Lord. And give them a safe trip back home, Lord. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's stand. You believe Jesus has done something for you this afternoon. Amen. It's setting me free, His Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this very hour. It's down to my soul, it's making me whole. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power is setting me free. This very hour, it's down to my soul. It's making me whole. It's setting me free, free, free. This Holy Ghost power, sing it again, amen. It's setting me free. This Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, amen. This very hour, it's down in my soul, hallelujah. It's making me whole, amen. It's setting me free, 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 this Holy Ghost power. Amen, it's setting me free, hallelujah. Amen, yes it is.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.